Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Leonard, thanks for doing this.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good, good. Is it hard for you to believe that, you know, by the end of this year, you'll have been a Giant just as long as you were a Jet? And, you know, how does that, does that make sense to you at all? Do you feel like you spent the equal amount of time with both teams?
I think I'll forever be grateful to the Jets for giving me my first opportunity in the NFL, you know, by drafting me there. But I've been with the Giants so long now that the Jets almost feel like pretty distant, to me at this point. Like when I see the Jets on the schedule, it's not like something I'm like, whoa, I used to play there. You know, I kind of just see them as like another opponent on the schedule at this point. But, I guess like around this time when we are finally have them up this week is when I start to, you know, I get messages from like old teammates and stuff like that, that, you know, bring it up. But I forget about it until those moments. But, you know, it's always exciting to play in this game.
What did this game mean to the Jets? You probably know more than anybody what this game means to the Jets and now what it means to the Giants.
Honestly, throughout my career, no matter what coach I've played for, you know, they try to let you know that, you know, it's a big game to the people of New York and the fans of both teams. But at the same time, it would be good of the team to treat it like a regular week. You know, just like every game, we don't want to get too high or too low. You know, after a win or after a loss or leading up to a game even, we never like to try to get too high or too low. So as far as players and coaches, I think we try to treat it as a regular game and prepare the same way we would.
Thank you.
Sir.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Leonard, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up?
How would you describe the rivalry to somebody who, let's say, they're from outside the area, they don't know anything about, you know, the Giants or Jets? How would you describe the rivalry to them?
I mean, I think it's a big one because it's, you know, two New York teams. We also play in the same stadium. So I think, you know, for the fans, they love to see it. You know, this area is known for, like, blue-collar type of people, so it's, like, gritty type of old-school football, per se. And I think, like, fans love to see it.
And you've obviously been in both places a decent amount of time now. What to you is the biggest difference being with the Giants compared to being with the Jets?
I mean, that's a good question. I think there would be a big difference of any organization you go to. There's, from the top down, a whole different staff of people. But, you know, I really, like, appreciated my time at both places. But, you know, I think at this point I have grown to love the Giants longer. I've been here longer, and I think I love the tradition here a little bit more.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Leonard, thanks for doing this. We talked last week about how it felt like that was a game the defensive line could really assert itself. Do you feel like it certainly looked like you guys did that? Do you feel like you did that? And can you guys do that now going forward? Do you feel like that's the standard for you, Dex, Kayvon, all those guys to play at now going forward, now that you've shown you can dominate a game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like leading up to the game, just from what we've seen on film, teams getting after them on defense against their offense, in terms of like sacks and pressures and things like that. And I think as a whole front, we've seen it as an opportunity to, you know, step up those sack numbers or get to the quarterback. And I think we did a good job of that. I think the coaches did a good job of putting everybody in position for that. and we made it happen as players. And I think going forward, that gives the defense confidence in those areas. Whenever you thrive in a certain area in any game, it kind of shows the team that you can do it. So, you know, you want to keep doing it more. And I think it's definitely given our, you know, front and rush some juice going forward.
Only a couple weeks ago, Leonard, we were asking about, like, why is the defense struggling? Why are you guys missing so many tackles? And I know things change quickly in this league. Why do you think you've gone from that, I guess that was probably like week three or four, to 3 weeks later dominating? Like, is that just guys needing time to gel? It's not that many different faces under Wink. Why did it take maybe this long to get the defense to gel? Or is there like an actual schematic change you can point to, or an attitude change that made a big difference between then and now?
I think there's like quite a few factors, actually. You know, I feel like we have a young team. There's some rookies that are starting on the team that, you know, have to get adjusted to the speed of the game, like where their teammates are going to be on certain plays, like all these adjustments. There's players from different systems, whether they're older or younger, they're coming into a new system and have to develop like new ways of playing with each other. There's different, you know, ways people play with their front and backers, like how they fit off of each other and things like that. And, you know, throughout the beginning of the season, when we knew we were struggling in those areas, we clearly try to like harness in and, you know, correct those areas of the defense. And I think we have such a good brotherhood on defense that like we really take pride in like doing our job for the man next to us. And when it's something that we focus on and harp on, I think everybody takes pride in fixing it.
And the last one, that I know you don't play against their defense, the Jets defense, you play against their offense, but two things, like, do you look at it as a measuring stick? Like, they have a great defense, you have a great defense. Do you consider it like we have to out defend their defense? And they're really outspoken, Leo, about like, they want to be a historic defense, like the Legion of Boom or the 85 Bears. You guys don't usually say stuff like that. Do you consider like, oh, if we like that a measuring stick, I guess?
I never looked at it as a measuring stick, but I think they do have a good defense. But at the same time, I think, just like I said about this brotherhood of defense, taking pride in what we do for the guy next to us, I think we also take pride in wanting to be the best defense anytime we step on the field. No matter what team it's against, we want to be the best defense. And we are competing against our offense, of course, but we also are competing against the whole field. So I think we take pride, and we will continue to be that way.
Thanks, Leo.
Yes, sir.
We'll take one more. Art Stapleton.
Hey, Leo, didn't get a chance to ask you yesterday, but with the backs to the wall in the same end zone, two plays, obviously the field goal block, is there something that you saw on film coming in that you thought, you know, a block was possible? How did it play out in your eyes?
I think Coach T-Mac does a good job of, like, you know, showing us where the holes are on field goal protection for our defense. And in that situation, a lot of times I'm on the backside of the block. And in this particular situation, he called a call where I was a part of the block on this one. And, you know, I just knew that we let the offense drive a little bit, and I just remember getting in my stance next to Nacho, and Nacho's like loading up, like, and I'm just like, hey man, this could be a huge play right here. Like, let's get this block. Like, this could be it right here, you know? And I think he didn't look at me or say anything, but I could just tell by the way he was screwing his cleats in that he was ready to get off the ball. And I think he did a great job of like getting off the ball and driving. And it allowed me to use that drive to get a little bit of penetration and get my hand up. And it was great teamwork, honestly, and great communication. I think we like spoke it into existence a little bit.
And just to ask you about the goal line stand, obviously, on the last, you know, play that was incomplete. Bobby O said yesterday that, you know, the message in the huddle, as it always is with Wink's defense, is attack, that you guys were not going to lay back, you were going to attack. What kind of confidence does this show in this defense at every level to know that in that situation, it's basically, you know, zero and go after it and see whatever happens on the end?
I honestly love that mindset. As a defender, we like to be like known as like hunters and people that get after it, and like we're like a pack, you know. And to instill that mindset in the defense and like have that as a group really creates a nasty mentality. And one thing Wink says a lot that I love is he says, we always hold the pen last. And I like that because, you know, even if offenses are audibling or, you know, checking or motioning or anything like that, like we feel like we have the pen last and we're going to make them do what we want them to do. And I like that mindset. It's fun.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.